Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
The Odds Couple. Starting your weekend of racing off right. Picking winners with SEN's best tipsters.
Yeah, that's the way to start your weekend. Welcome, everybody, wherever you may be around this wonderful country called Australia, the state of Victoria, the city of Melbourne. We welcome you to the Odds Couple this morning. The spring is well and truly upon us. What a day we have today out at the course of history, Flemington. There it is. Turnbull Stakes Day, Group 1 racing, Group 2 racing, Group 3 racing. Fantastic depth in a number of the fields. A lack of depth in some of the others, particularly up in Sydney. But we're going to dissect all of that on the Odds Couple this morning with my co-hosts, two of them. Great to have D-Taggett sitting across to my left. Good morning, Mr. Tag.
Oh, great to be back, and great for you to be back too,
Scoob. I'm pleased to be back, David.
How was your little hiatus?
Nice, enjoyable family holiday, quiet.
Oh, you said, gee, you haven't spoken a word about it, and I've just mentioned it, and you wanted to shut me up pretty quickly about it, so I won't go there. Clearly, it wasn't an enjoyable trip. JJ, yes, welcome back. We're back from last week, but headquarters today.
Did you notice
Flemington and Sydney?
Did you notice the opening sting?
Yeah, you're on it.
I've gone to management and I said, if my name can't be in, then theirs can't either.
No.
Didn't you notice that?
I didn't realise you'd done that while I was away. We'll get that reversed. So Tags performer. And I will be on it and you'll be off it. Let me tell you right
people
now.
People forget, Scoob, right? Like, they're dribs and drabs. People come in and out. Who's been here since the original?
Here we go.
Yeah, correct. I know. Yeah, this is what they don't understand. The problem is they come in and they think they're an equal. They're far from it.
Just a couple of questions. And congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Premiership coach.
Yes. We haven't got the audio from Chris, have we? Just
what was the... See, the only change in the failure of Geelong last year to their success this year, from a coaching panel point of view, is Josh Jenkins onto the panel.
Or getting me off the playing list probably helped.
Yes. I don't disagree with you. Smartest thing you've said.
So did you put in for the Essendon job or not? Was that a bit early?
Oh, they did come to me. And couldn't come to terms. That's the finances. Yeah. I mean, doing that for a mil, seriously. You got to put 50 hours a week in.
But,
I'd rather be here with you boys.
Yeah, you put 70 here, though. 70 hours a week in.
Yeah, for 1.2 mil.
Yeah, okay.
Lovely to see you both. Genuinely excited.
She's a big day.
Racing. But before we talk about Melbourne racing and a bit of news around the place, the great mare.
Very elegant.
Yeah, she went over for the arc.
Amazing, isn't it? This is ridiculous.
The closest she's going to get to the arc is walking probably around the Arc de Triomphe in the back of a float.
Watching it from a stall.
Is she actually running in a minor race?
Yeah. Tonight.
Yeah, not a minor race. Group 1 mare's race over a mile and a half.
Oh, so they've given her the Kyber for the... So if she gets some money in this Group 1 mare's race and wins well, how far is that race?
And then she'll go into the Fillies and Mares Championship. I think it's about the 15th at Ascot.
Still a little bit insulting in that to her.
There's still a bit to go.
Now, she left here. They're going on ratings, and I understand that, and that's all fair and well above board. And like, if a horse had a lesser rating got in above you, you wouldn't be happy, would you, Scoop? Especially you own plenty of horses. But the rating system there seemed a little bit different, considering she went there with what rating?
120.
120. And what is she now?
113.
So how the hell do you lose seven rating points from two runs, and one was actually a placing?
In a group two.
So, if this was an Australian rating system, you probably would have lost, say, 2 points for your first run and you probably don't lose anything for your placing.
I reckon
so you, she should be 118.
In a, the Australian
but
system,
but it's not
they
Australia,
have,
and you
they
need
would have
to
given
know
you
that.
A forgive for the first, then a third in a group
and
two,
then you hold your own rating.
Wait for AIDS. I said, okay, we'll dock your point. I think in Australia she'd probably be 119.
Okay, I thought 118.
118, 119.
Yeah, chalk and cheese.
Chalk and cheese.
But do you need to know that?
Not chalk and cheese. Very close together.
Yeah. Sorry.
Do you need to know that?
Sorry, mate. You want to speak? I'm excited. I'm back. I like talking.
Oh, I know. I know. But you're over racing because you're here all day.
Yeah, okay. I am here all day.
Yeah, but he's fresh. That's why. He just can't get back under the chewy.
Well, we need him to because he's got 11 hours to go. But did you need to know that? Going over there, that it was potentially going to be a little harsher on her.
No, you wouldn't have. I wouldn't.
Well, the
what do you think?
The
there's
Frenchman
an uproar. What do you think? Everyone's in uproar. Even the owner. Well, the Frenchman would have. Bray. Well,
yeah,
he wears his hat on his sleeve. But
they are French.
So she goes around.
I know. Going backwards.
She goes around tonight over 2,800 meters. 10:33. So not too late. We can easily. You'll be absolutely cactus by then. She's second favourite. Behind Cela Rosa. So Mark Zara still gets to ride her because he went over and thought he was riding in the arc. And it's a big field, so hopefully it's a truly run race over the 2,800 and she gets her chance. And if she does win, then I guess that'll be bittersweet.
What's the track rating at the minute?
Good three.
Have you seen...
It's not.
It is, mate.
Have you seen the...
good three.
Or do you want me to go over and just run the going stick over the track?
Can you get there in time? Sorry, Tags.
Now I've lost my train of thought.
Oh.
Seriously? You had two trains of thought all
at once. Now, have you seen the prize money of the competitors that would have been in the arc?
Yes.
Compare it to her? Nowhere near her.
Oh, no.
But
that's the thing. So she's won as much prize money as them, all of them put together.
Yeah, but
and they've treated her like that as well.
What's that got to do with it?
I just think the French Connection have got together and said,
Can I ask the question that Australians probably don't want to hear the answer to, in case it's not what they want. Would she have kept up?
Mate, she would have been competitive enough.
Would she? Did she have a chance to win? What price would she have been in the arc? 20-1, probably, or longer.
I don't know. We're not a bookmaker. You're the bookmaker.
I'm going back to her autumn. Mm. I know she won the Chipping Norton and she ran third in the Randwick. She wasn't in her best form coming off the Melbourne Cup last prep that we expected her to be.
Yeah.
So I don't think she went there at her best.
At A+.
It was a opportunity, which I'm thrilled the owners took. I'm disappointed she's not in the race because I just would have loved to have seen an Aussie horse in the race. But... yeah, she wasn't at the top of a game. 2 years ago, I think she would have been at the top of a game with a chance to win the arc.
Mm.
But I don't think she, after her two runs, I don't think she had a realistic chance of winning the arc this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to be a doomsday.
That was my view as well. But I mean,
we've always said, going from a Melbourne spring into an autumn, it comes around pretty quick.
The cup part buggered her.
Yeah, well, it's
you don't win a Melbourne Cup.
Well, that's why we take our hat off to Mackay Diva, don't we? So hard to get up for one, let alone three.
Yeah, but she's been up for a long time too.
Yes.
You know, what's she done? 11, 12 Group Ones?
Mm.
Well, she's a star.
Keeps going around.
Wow.
They probably went there at the wrong time. I can understand that. But you've got to fulfil your Australian. You've got to be the best in Australia before you go over there.
Leads me to the next inquiry about where our racing sits. Epsom, I've never seen a smaller field.
Shocking field.
And a shocking field.
All the money's
actually, I'm not going to say a shocking field.
You've already said
their stripes to get there, but we've seen better fields.
It's not dripped in cream.
Metrop, it's got the numbers, but
Metrop's always a Metrop now.
Yeah, but there's not that half dozen quality stays in it. There's not a quality stay.
It would not surprise me if they start making that a Group 2 race.
Yeah, I think they'll start it early too, so they can finish before the race.
Yeah, race 10.
The following race, We are lacking, and you look at the Turnbull. I'm saying not vintage.
Great.
Set weights and penalties. Yeah.
It points in my mind that from a racing point of view that we need a star. I still think the horse makes the race. You know, makes racing. You know, we're crying out again for a Winks or a Black Caviar or a Maccabi DB.
Well, that's why we're trying Zaki and Animo, and we're trying to lift those, yeah, Thunderstruck.
You know, we're trying to lift those horses up, aren't we? You need something to hang your hat on when our quality and depth is being tested by, you know, in a way, horses staying in their own states. And also, you know, like the quagmire that Sydney have had and Brisbane have had for the last 9 months, you know, that's telling. You know, there's horses in the paddock with abscesses and soft soles and all the things that can go wrong.
Mm. Correct.
But, you know, they were planned to be running in the spring. They're not here. Mm. They're not here. So there's a real opportunity for people to win some big money with some probably not classic horses that you would generally see in these races.
Well, as you say, looking at the Epsom, I mean, if there's ever a horse that deserves a Group 1, it's Ice Bath, and I think she can win. If we talk, I've just mentioned two horses out of the three of meant to be superstars in Australia. She's run second to them, Zaki and Animo, and that's Ice Bath. So she deserves. I know all the money's come for Hinch, but she deserves Ice Bath, and she's one of my best up there, Ice Bath, in that Epsom. I think she can win it.
Now, excuse my naivety for not being here and not looking it up as yet. What are they doing with Animo next?
He brought up lame after his victory, yeah?
Yeah, but that was the stable somewhat disputed that. And by the time they got him home, they said he was absolutely fine.
Could have put a little muscle or something like that.
Yeah, so it was after his win at Randwick.
After his win.
Yeah.
So they haven't. Would he go straight into a Cox Plate, or is it all over Red Rover?
One more.
Would it be one more? I think. He'll have one more.
Where's that going to be?
That's a good question. Will he come?
I'm full of.
Well, he's $2.20 for the Might and Power.
So, still 4 more weeks of the Cox Plate.
Yeah, he'll have another run, won't he? He won't be.
Might and Power's the one, isn't it?
It has to be.
It's 2 weeks into the Cox Plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might and Power's next week.
Yep.
Yeah, so what, 3 weeks
Caulfield now, Guineas Day next week, isn't it?
Yeah, yep. And then Caulfield Cup and then Cox Plate.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what it'll be.
3 weeks, yeah.
Are you noticing anything with the Sydney horses that have been running in mud and their form? Because I think it's D-Day for two horses today, one up in Sydney, Montevielia, who's again on a heavy. Was a heavy eight, I think, at Randwick.
You think she wins? But,
you know. I'm sort of thinking, well, you know, I think she was fourth first up. Here she goes again in another bog in the Hill Stakes.
Yeah.
And the other one here is Dewey.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with that.
I reckon they're racing two or three lengths below their best.
Montevielia,
Well, she's won two on the heavy, Montefilia.
Yeah.
She ran the Randvet on the heavy. She beat Very Elegant on the heavy, remember?
Her form's fine on the heavy. My argument is, I think a lot of these horses are not coming up as good as they could.
Because they've been having the guts race.
Just been,
they've been out of them.
Yeah. Gut wrenches every time they step out in the track.
Well, she's only had the one.
It's not an easy sitting behind Sprint Beauty, got it done on a Saturday, because you're tugging yourself through a heavy 10 all the time.
Yeah.
All right, so she got tipped out after the Queen Elizabeth when, you know, whether she'd had enough. But she was only first up the other day, beaten a bit over 2 lengths behind Animos, so an Ice Bath. So she's second up.
Jill Ass is the one I agree with. I think you want to be seeing her. Because I'm happy to suggest that Gold Trip. I'm happy to start to query whether he's a non-winner.
Yeah, well, Dewey does not handle the wet, and she's not going to get that today. Here.
No, and Gold Trip loomed to win last start and then peaked.
Dewey gets perfect conditions today for her.
So he's the favourite at 370, and she's 550. So I think they should be. They should be swapped around. Now, Gold Trip goes from 60 to 54.5. That'll help.
He still has to prove himself, Gold Trip.
That's what I mean.
He still has to win.
He's a bit of a phantom.
Yeah, you can understand. He had a long time off.
He's
right?
Won
he
from
had 12 months off. Right? He did come over for a Cox Plate.
One from 12.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Yeah, correct.
So I know it's not vintage, but it's interesting. The Turnbull.
So I think there's a lot of, we're going to find out a hell of a lot out of the Turnbull Stakes day today at Flemington. And you know, Sydney, it's same old, same old. You know, they're going to be pulling themselves through mud again.
I'll tell you who else it's D-Day for, and he gets his track, he gets his conditions, Profondo. Gets on top of the ground.
Genuine, yeah, agreed.
Melbourne way, though.
Agreed.
Mm.
That's the problem.
Didn't get around Flemington when he came down.
Drew the outside gate, and he was on his Sydney leg from the get-go, and that was his undoing. So he gets another crack.
So,
and we also see that the two-year-olds having their first run today.
Yes.
Good fields, too. Mm. So at least...
You won't bet in either of those races, will you?
Please. You know what I have in the last one, the second race of Gaze. Yep.
You've never bet in a two-year-old race in your life.
I think on the trial form and Gaze wins is the favourite in the second, the fillies, and I think it wins. But yeah, outside of that, don't tell me how and who will win it or how the race will be run. No idea.
That's what we pay you for.
I'm going to have another blue with Cam Luke.
Never do that.
Can't
now
wait.
You're backing in the first two-year-old race
pay
of
you
this,
for, mate.
The We're going to have an off-air blue with Cam Luke.
We pay you to watch the trials and find out.
Nah, too hard.
Get in touch with your contacts and find out. Our Spanish Mission is out for quite some time, so that's sad. Third place in last year's Melbourne Cup. And Forgot You's out for a while as well. So another couple of not necessarily superstars, but very much well-known horses
out. I just said that because people were Spanish Mission this and Spanish Mission that. And I'm thinking, hang on.
Hmm. Well,
handy run the Melbourne
Cup. We won't know now.
I'm not sure who's going to win, Mackay Deebers and Turnbull's and Caulfield.
We'll never know now.
Well, not till next year anyway.
No.
At least I've got 12 months saying I was right. We're right to take a break. First break, the odds cover. The team's back together. The family's back.
Yeah.
We're back.
And you're both in form.
And the depth of your commentary this morning from the two of you has been simply outstanding. Simply outstanding.
Oh, let's get all breaks good.
Just brilliant. Geordie slipped into the groove beautifully. It's 19 minutes after 8. We're going to take a break. On the other side, Chris Nelson's going to join us. Look forward to talking to him. I haven't spoken to him for a few weeks. Since you hung around, but those dreams
have remained and they've turned around. G'day, punters. The sports bet.
The Odds Couple, starting your weekend of racing off right. Picking winners with SEN's best tipsters.
A bit early, didn't it?
No names, I told you.
No, I didn't change that. Although, might be a bit of a sign that we're all gone. Actually, I got a nasty text from a mate of mine just then. Said our opening was a bit flat from the agent.
What?
Yeah, said we're a bit flat.
From your agent?
Early doors.
Well, of course
the agent, he's sort of a... He calls himself a critic.
Oh.
He does critiques of our show every Saturday. So he has a bit of a crack at us, but he listens every Saturday.
Yeah.
So, we make his Saturday.
A little bit flat because they're very elegant.
Yeah, he has a pretty boring life and, hasn't got much to do. He lives with
I know someone
who'll
pick us up.
He has a tendency, he can't take vitamin D in, so he can't be out in the light and stuff like that.
All right.
So he has a pretty ordinary life, the agent, but... he listens to us every Saturday, which is great.
Good on him.
Yeah. Doesn't stop him eating, but he's okay. Chris Nelson's okay too up there in Queensland. He's missed me, I reckon, for the last couple of weeks, haven't you, Chris?
I have, Simon. Where have you been?
Oh, it's a family holiday, quiet.
Okay.
Safe.
That's fine. No problems.
All well
have
in your
enjoyed
world?
Yourself? Yes. All well in my world. Morning, Tags. Morning, JJ.
How are you, Chris?
I'm good. A good morning up here, but we are supposed to receive a shower or two in the afternoon, but don't worry about that. Eagle Farm will just drink that up and it won't make any difference whatsoever. So we'll get a good day's racing on a good track, and when we have that, the form stands up nicely.
Stop raining up there, is it?
Yes. It's been a beautiful week, actually. We've had mid-20s pretty much all week. Been lovely conditions for the school holiday makers, of which there's plenty around.
Yep.
Ooh.
Okay, what have we got?
Eagle Farm.
Race... Or number 7, Mock Taffy. Chris Waller and Jimmy Orman combine here. Mock Taffy, very consistent, and then broke through for a win here 3 weeks ago at Eagle Farm. I think it likes the surface. And I just get the feeling the penny started to drop with this one. He's since trialled at the Sunshine Coast to keep his fitness levels up, and he won a trial there over 1,000 metres. He wasn't pressured. None of them were. But I thought it was a good effort and just suggest that he's in the right place or his head's in the right place at the moment. So I think he can win again. Race 4, number 7, Mock Taffy. And we'll go right to the last race, guys. Now, there's an odds-on favourite here and a bit of a spruik horse. Number 13, Beery Cart.
Yeah,
trained
goes
by
good.
O'Day Hoisted. Yeah, 1, 4 or 5 tags. All 4 wins have been at Doomben. Today, Eagle Farm 1200. Completely different kettle of fish, and I'm happy to take him on.
Oh.
I think number 11. Yeah, number 11, Sweet Margot May from the Heathcote stable can knock him off here. She's had two goes at Eagle Farm for two wins. She's very strong late in her races. She was strong to the line at Doomben last time. That track doesn't really suit her. I think she can win this. I think she'll continue to shorten up. She was over $4 earlier in the week. She got into 350. She's probably near that mark again now. Yeah, I think she's got a great chance of beating the favourite. So keen on her, race 9, number 11. And I'll just leave you with race 6, number 11. Very, very exciting looking horse. One start for one big win. Tags, you may remember this, was on a Sunday at the Sunshine Coast, Larrikin Road.
Yep.
He missed the start by about 4 lengths and he ended up getting home over the top of them.
Oh, that's right. Meters. Yeah. Steph Thornton.
Yeah,
out wide.
Yeah, Steph Thornton, exactly. It was a good win. And look, there has been money for him. I think he'll run well also, guys.
Thanks, Chris. And remember next week, Chris, you get on an hour earlier.
What's happening next week?
Daylight savings starting tonight. Yeah, I know. I know.
Everything's an hour earlier. I could get a bed an hour earlier.
Yeah, for you. So they don't have it, Scoot, up there.
Don't they?
No, we don't.
When's it start? Tonight?
Tonight.
Yes, tonight.
Tomorrow night,
Chris,
isn't it?
Great to chat again.
Is it tonight?
Look forward to chatting again next week.
I'll speak to you later on.
Thanks to
racing. I'll speak to you a bit later on during winners.
Oh, yeah, you will too. Yeah. Winners, and then I'll talk to you this afternoon during SEN track.
You'll need another holiday.
Yeah, I will too. thanks, Chris. Talk to you later on. Thanks to Racing Queensland. Spring racing has arrived. The Queensland Spring Carnival is here. Check out racingqueensland.com.au.
And just before we go to the trots. Okay. Well, just before we go to the break, news from Godolphin. This is official. It's breaking news. This morning, aft cabin has bled from both nostrils. And he'll be rested per the rules of racing. It's disappointing for Team Godolphin and his army of followers. We can't wait for his return early in the new year. Ooh. Very disappointing. Very. But if you've had a bet on him for
the guineas,
all in, sports bet, guess what?
Refunded.
You'll get your cash back.
How great's that now?
He was fave for the guineas?
Was.
At?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. How much do you want from me?
Round figures, don't.
No. I'll give you the. They may have taken the market down. They've already taken the market down.
Right.
Too good.
Wow.
But he was definitely was favourite. Yeah.
Don't need these sorts of things happening. Come on. No good. Stay on your feet. We need you to stay on your feet. We're going to stay on our feet when we come back.
Oh yeah.
Corey Smith will join us talking all things puppy dogs from the meadows, and Josh Jenkins with. I'm assuming
they
very
say
exciting
never take
news
a holiday.
On the trots.
Never take a break, and you're about to learn why.
8:30.
In track.
Bit of animosity here.
Didn't himself.
Come on. Keep it down. Let's lift a bit. Be friends. Our
snappy.
Best of the day, three of us.
Mm.
All in the same race, the Edward Manifold Stakes.
Yeah, and you and I are aligned.
We're aligned.
Mm.
You're kidding me. Out of all the races here in Australia,
we don't kid,
picked
mate.
The one race.
Yeah.
So you'll be licking your wounds.
In the,
I've had a crack at the Kiwi mare. She's lickety split.
We're with the
They
tiger.
Draw different bout. You draw out a gate now where we don't. Mine race wide first up. First run in Australia, it'll just improve, mate.
Yeah,
it's the only Group 1 horse in the race.
It had won her.
Come on, man.
Truth.
It's up against benchmark runners. Fair enough.
Well, not after today's Sumatra, mate.
Oh, mate. Yours is one of maiden, and then it ran good in Tranquil Star where it beat me home a length, and I wasn't right.
Oh,
mine
right.
Will brain
them. Bet you a length, did we?
She's lickety split. It won't happen today, son.
We'll put you away, mate.
Oh, is the head track will be going off?
All right.
We'll put you away.
All right, Corey Smith, our man out at the Meadows, racing tonight, Melbourne Greyhounds, the Meadows. Corey, welcome to you.
Good morning. Good to have all three of you back on and chat to you on a Saturday morning. It just really sets up my day nicely.
Particularly me, obviously.
Is that genuine, or do you mean that?
Of course I mean it. Why would I not, JJ? Come on.
That's all right. Just checking.
Right, get on with it, Corey.
All right. I've got two for you today.
I'm already finding you offensive. It's my first day back.
I'm going to keep you on your toes. I've got two for you today. Hopefully
Beautiful.
We can keep the good tips rolling. I'll kick off with race 4, number 2. small field, no third dividend, but I like one each way here. So top two, number two, Imani Bale. I think the one will lead and Imani Bale can just sit behind it and we'll be doing our best work late. So hopefully we can run over the top of it. So play that each way. And then my best bet of the night comes up in race five, Storm Stroller, around the $2 mark. And I think that's nice and easy money. We should be leading and we should be too strong for them. We're the fastest dog in the race. And if we find the top, I just can't see anything chasing us down. So race four, number two.
Yep.
On the each way basis. And race five, number three is my best bet of the night. So hopefully we can get some money and have a bit of a fun night.
Corey, can I throw one at you just quickly?
Go for it.
Race seven, number four, the Naya Naya Flyer. Matt Lanigan, a friend of a person I know. No, I was going to go with friend, probably a little strong. Any chance? It is a favourite, but a little mail's come my way that Naya Naya Flyer, race seven, number four, will be getting the job done. Have you got a view there?
Yeah, I do think it probably wins today. My only concern is it is desperate for the inside. It does have a slow beginner on its inside in box three. So it should get a bit of room to move early. And if it does find that rail, I think it'll be too good for them. But that's my one concern is whether it can get to the rail or not.
Okay.
Okay, Corey, let me just repeat those. Race four, number two. Race five, number three. So there's a little running double for us out at the Meadows for the Dogs. Good to chat. Chat to you again next Saturday.
Cheers, fellas. Talk to you then.
Corey Smith joining us there. Catch Metropolitan Greyhound Racing at its finest tonight at the Meadows Melbourne Greyhounds. Well, go on, Cheshire Cat. It's time for you to talk all things trots. You've got a smile. I can't wipe off your face. Why are you smiling as broadly as you are?
Well, because last week, now I actually don't even know whether it went to air because the phone lines were a little crackly at the MCG. But my tips last week were Malcolm's Rhythm each way at $31 and $4, the place, around third. Major Watson at $6, won, got the job done at Mildura. And Bernie Winkle at $2.30, who also won. Now,
you got two faves over the line.
Now, you're $6 is not a favourite. You are an all-upper, right? So if you had have been here, and you had to put the all up on, say $4 a place, times $6 a win, times $2.30 the win. So that all up was $55.
Right.
So you, by taking a holiday, which
made
probably
$550.
I beg your pardon.
I would have made $550.
Would you?
So I would have had $10.
Well, $550 plus is better than minus $20,000, which is what your holiday probably cost. Now, I'm only good for those once a year, so.
Oh, so we're done now, are we?
No, we're not.
We're cooked.
We're not.
I'll be doing this week, so let's butter up, please.
I really like this week's too. Now, tonight, this is, harness racing is about to absolutely explode. We've got the Oaks Heats, we've got the Derby Heats, and we've got the Smoking Up Sprint at Group 2 level. So we've got good racing all over the place. So race two, three, and four is the Oaks Heats, and race five and six of the Derby Heats, and then race seven is a Smoking Up Sprint. Next week's the Victoria Cup. Now, this is the way I'm going to play. Race two, number one. This is all at Melton. Race two, number one, Just Hope.
Mm-hmm.
The win, $4.20, but we're going to put her in the all up a place. All right? We're just going to play. She just can't miss a place. Race two, number one, Just Hope. She's already an Oaks winner. Race three, number five, Amore Vita, the win, $1.70.
Amore.
Into race nine, number two, Queen Elida, the win at $1.85. So that's the way I'm playing. One win bet and then the all up. So have a win bet on Just Hope in the second and then have a all up Just Hope the place, Queen Elida the place, and Amore Vita the place.
Oh, hang on. So you're going to race three, number five is a place. You said win.
Sorry, win.
So it's place, win, win.
Place, win, win.
Okay. All right. Race two, number one. Race three, number five. Race nine, number two. Trotsvision.com.au. Every race live and free. Trotsvision.com.au. Lap up the trots.
Now, every do it all responsibly, but I just really struggle to see how that doesn't get up.
Okay. Well, I'll be with you, and we will have some semblance of commentary on it next Saturday morning. It's 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. When we come back after the break, we'll have a look at the major races in Sydney before we go through the Melbourne card. Where are you going? What? What are you doing? Oh, can't keep control of these two. 20 to 9.
The Odds Couple. Starting your weekend of racing off right. Picking winners with SEN's best tipsters.
It's 16 minutes to 9 o'clock.
Should have guessed that.
It's just talking to steakhouses, there's one I go to.
Oh, can you grab us a tomahawk? Yeah. Well, you're going there and we're going to see each other at the Savo. I'll get you back.
No, that one's not here.
Oh. Where is it?
Give me a nice New York strip while you're there.
Okay.
Well, I'll just call it a porterhouse, eh?
That'll do. Okay, what we'll do is let's have a look at Sydney and the key races in Sydney on a heavy eight. We were hopeful of getting a decent track, but we haven't, unfortunately, in Sydney town. So, gentlemen, let's have a look at the Hill Stakes. That seems to be one that's creating a bit of talk around the place, of course.
That's early doors, race four.
It is race four. Yeah.
We've got the scratchings of three and six
in it.
Yeah, Stockman and Luntzy's there. Have we got any sports bet specials on, JJ?
We have. Today, we've actually got money back today. First, second, third.
Money back for first.
Fourth. Gotta let that go.
Take money back for first.
Yeah, money back plus a bit.
What do you like in the Hill?
Second, third, fourth, fifth.
What? Second to fifth?
Is it?
Huge.
Well, you're telling me. Montefilia's $1.90, Cascadian $3.10. The rest, well, New Mirian $6 and the rest are 20 to 1.
Oh, I think it's Montefilia's race. I don't think Cascadian will get the trip.
She's got to win.
He struggles to get the 2,000.
Got
to
win.
Montefilia?
Got to win.
Yeah, she wins.
Let's have a look at the three group ones. Next, the Flight Stakes, race six. What's the market there?
Fireburn, $2.45. Zoo Gotcha, $3.30. She's Extreme, $6. And Wolverine, $8.50.
Tags, what do you like?
Fireburns get to lovely conditions. She loves the heavy track. Also likes Zoo Gotcha. See, Fireburn's going to get back, going to give him a big start. Watch for her late. I think Zoo Gotcha from a good gate will just be, box seat. I think she can nearly pinch it over Fireburn.
Going for a hat trick. And remind me, before the end of the show, hat trick horses are the theme of the day for SEN Track.
Is that right?
Remind me.
Okay.
Epsom, only a small field. Scratchings this morning, Characters out and Converge is out. So a field of 10, which I've never seen before in the Epsom.
Yeah. Ice Bath, 360. Hinged, 390. Top ranked at 440. So competitive at the top of the market. And the Waterhouse Bot Runner, Cross Talk, the other runner, inside double figures. It is $7.50.
That price has been flipped. 30 minutes ago, Hinge was favourite, $3.60. Yeah. Ice Bath was $3.90. Now that's been flipped. When you've been running behind the best two horses in Australia, Zaki and Animo, you're bound to win this, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
And it's not drifting cream.
Ice Bath likes it wet.
And she's won $4.5 million. Yeah, I tell you what, right? She's won.
It was a play.
I know
on
she's
words.
Only won four out of her 35, but she's won one on the heavy from nine. But it was six minor places.
It was more of a play on words.
Yeah, but but when you look at the heavy form, you go, they're three from six. She's only won three races in her career or four races in her career.
Has she got it or not?
If there's ever a horse that deserves a win a Group One, she's it.
Okay, and the other Group One on the card today is the Metropolitan, of course. Three scratchings as of this morning. Shorefire's out, Francisco Guardi's out, and Chalkstream is out for the Queen, which is unfortunate, or for the King.
I like the play on words, Josh. All right, race nine, the Metropolitan. Durston, 3.30. Ladon de V at 5.50. Ladon de V used to be Friedman, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now Ma Eustace. Okay.
Won a Warrnambool Cup.
Stockman at 8, No Compromise, 8, and Grove Ferry at 8.50. Mankane, of course, in this race as well. He's at $9.50.
Open race.
Very.
Very open
Good
race.
Good luck to you.
I've got a feeling this Durston will win today, and I think he might declare himself a bit. I think he might be a horse just peaking at the right time to come down here and have a bit of a a bit of a say in our spring. There you go.
He's a hat-trick horse. He's one to watch.
He's one of the hat-trick horses.
Yeah, won his last two.
Yep.
Now, Wyong Cup, Newcastle Cup, Newcastle Cup. Now, albeit Carriff ran second. Yep. You know, I don't have an enormous amount of rap for Carriff. He knows one pace and one pace alone. And that's
slow.
Medium pace. But I just think he might be a horse going somewhere, Durston. A fancy in the Metrop tags?
Not really.
No?
I'm going to go wide in the quaddie there.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to hear about your quaddie after the break. When we come back, let's have a look at the Melbourne card. Massive day at Flemington.
Huge.
Turnbull Stakes Day. Group 1 racing, Group 2 racing, Group 3 racing, and very, very good racing ahead of us out at the main track here in Melbourne, the course of history, Flemington. So on the other side, all you need to know about Turnbull Stakes Day.
The Odds Couple, starting your weekend of racing off right. Picking winners with SEN's best tipsters.
Yes, welcome back to the Odds Couple. It's the business time of the show, and let's get out to Flemington right now and go through the card. Mr. Jenkins, what are you telling us at Race 1, the Maribyrnong Trial Stakes for the two-year-olds?
Yeah, before we get going, make sure you get your pens, pencils, crayons, form guides, be ready, and over to you, Joshua.
All right, let's go. Race number, should we start at Race 1?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Flemington, Race 1. For the two-year-olds.
Pick and choose what races you want to do, mate.
Charmstone for Price Kent Jr., $4 into $3.40. It's been well supported. The rest have just been steady.
Okay, race two.
Nothing to add? You're the two-year-old expert.
Yeah.
This is over the 1,400, the Catherine Burke, a Paris Lane. Vicinari, $1.85 in from $2.20, being well supported. The other horse, Character, so Scratch from Sydney, is going to race here 8 into 7. Race number 3, the Edward Manifold. Oh, will this be a race?
There's only going to be one winner.
She's lickety split.
Giddy up.
The Kiwi, 310 into 280. Sumatra, the Crouching Tiger, 550.
Yeah, from what, mate? From what?
Open 550, out to 6, out to 7, back to 550.
Oh, okay.
Scoops just open the shoulders. Race 4, the Rose of Kingston Stakes, Pride of Jenny at $3.90 in from $5, being well supported.
What's the 5?
Argentia's $4.80, open $5, got to $5.50, so back to $4.80, yearning at $6.50. Race number 5, the Danehill Stakes, Giga Kick, another hat-trick horse. It's $1.85 in from $2.35, being really well supported. The rest, not really. Duel, opened 11.
He'll improve.
We do lose Spacewalk out of this race, but Duel, 11 into $5, been a good move away from the favourite. Now, shall we go to the Quadrella?
No. Yes. Race 6.
All right. The Bart Cummings, Alexis Bart Cummings over the 2,510. Interpretation, speaking of D-Day, $3.80 in from $4.60. Desert Icon, a hat-trick horse going for 3 in a row. 6 into 550. Vow and Declare, the Melbourne Cup winner, 12 into 750. And not much else to speak of away from those. The three brothers are in the race. King of the Castle, Serpentine, and Team Captain, but they're not expected to do much except for say, g'day, bro.
Number 10, Interpretation, hits his third up, and they continue to keep him safe. I think the better of the two runs out of last start was actually number 2, Vow and Declare, who came from behind Interpretation and was going better on the line. Number 5, Desert Icon, is in career best form and will get the run of the race as well. So numbers 2, 5, 8 and 10. 2, 5, 8 and 10.
2, 5, 8, 10.
All right. Let's go. Second leg.
Second leg.
Better get moving. Gold Trip's the favourite in the Turnbull at $3.80. Open 4.40. So there's been some money for Gold Trip. Jamie Carr takes a ride for Mar Eustace. Duace at $5.50. Surefire's been really well backed. Open $26. Is now 9.
Surefire is
the one.
Yes.
Bang. All 26 right. into 9. Profondo, listen, 8 out to 10.
Listen to these professional notes. Number 12, Gold Troop, has been ticking along well. This preparation hits his third up. He came over here last year for the Cox Plate and went amiss. So he has had ability and should put it all together here. We all know how good number two Duez is, and she gets to her pet trip at Wait for Age winner, so we know blah, blah, blah.
Get moving.
As I said, number 16, Surefire, has been supported and has ability. 2, 12, 11, 16. Young Werther ran second in that last year beyond Incentivised, beaten half length. So he draws Barry 1 and we'll get the, he'll go well, Young Werther.
Do you miss any horse? You want to go through another couple?
2, 12, 11, 16.
Race 8's the Gil Guy over 1,200. What's that now with Mar Eustace at $6? Rockin' Horse.
Yes, Rocker.
The Newmarket winner at 7. Private Eye at 8.50. And good luck to my old mate, the Astrologist, at
$9. 5, 6 and 13.
Oh, you've gone from,
so you wanted me to hurry up, so I did.
Oh, you've gone from reading every horse out to reading none.
Yeah, 5, 6, and, well, Rockin' Horse. Well, we'll be back in
any
the other
notes
day.
There? 5, 6, 13, any comment?
5, 6, 13.
No, there's none.
Emil right. Passer.
The last of the day, the superimpose. Artzino at 4, having its third start today for Price and Kent Jr. They've got a big day planned. Mr. Maestro at $5. Major Beale, $7.50 into 5. Might try and control
what
things
number?
For Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott. Number 2.
Yeah, got it.
And not much else. I'm just trying to look for a little bit of a market mover. Berardino for Busset and Young, 27 into 17.
Tough
just been
races.
Specced.
I have no idea how to line these three-year-olds up. They're all getting ready for a derby or on that derby path anyway. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 9.
Nice. Right.
Okay, tags is Quaddy, which will be up on all our SEN socials. 2, 5, 8, and 10, the first leg.
Correct.
Second leg, 2, 11, 12, 16.
Correct.
Third leg, 5, 6, and 13.
Correct.
And the final leg, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 9.
$240. Not cheap.
$240. So 50% of that, I reckon, would be about 120.
Yeah, and 25%?
60.
Oh, mate, I tell you what. What about 20? What about 20% of it?
Around that.
About 24.
Best of the day, please.
No, 48. I've gone. She's lickety split here. Ice Bath in Sydney.
Okay. Josh Jenkins?
I thought I was the only one who spotted Sumatra in behind Boogie Dancer, but clearly Simon O'Donnell saw it as well. Sumatra, the Tiger, will take a chunk out of Series Lickety Split.
Ditto, I'm with you. Up next on SEN Off the Bench with Hutchie and Pickers, and of course on SEN Track Winners with Gareth Hall and Miles Fitzner. We'll see you this afternoon on SEN Track. Look forward to your company. Thanks, Tags. Thanks, Josh. See you next Saturday. Scared.
G'day, Mike Hussey here. Get on board Australia's best fantasy cricket game, KFC Supercoach BBL. It's fun, free and easy to play. Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.